Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,448. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk!
Montgomery!
And you are the Men's Room! On tap today, a Seattle Rock Day-inspired edition of Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes celebrates Seattle's rock food staples. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
All right,
here we go. German bank robber pulls off a heist because the tellers were distracted by his ugly tie.
Yeah.
Woman in Boston goes to bathroom and looks down into the toilet to see her new little born little guy.
Oh.
Meanwhile, Boston man drives drunk to fight his neighbor down the street. Pennsylvania woman goes to Dollar General with hard hat and crock pot lid looking for someone to beat. And an Iowa man passes out at a party and is blown away when he found out what happened in the morning. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Ooh, like butter.
Yeah.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Tyler, who knows just a little bit about nothing, and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, probably. But today, there is a twist. It is Seattle Rock Day, ladies and gentlemen. So with that in mind, our crack team of researchers, they have come up with a whole bunch of Seattle-centric questions to test your knowledge. Or prove your lack thereof. Either way, give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Vegas, Greece, Nirvana. Seattle Rock Day. There we go.
Yeah, man.
See how we do it there? Yes, big day. Old Bacholas, and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,448. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Probably will not be a guaranteed future repeat.
Nah, I think it'd be too obvious.
Yeah, we already.
Well, we can play it next year for Seattle.
Yeah. No, don't even.
Bam!
Same thing. Didn't these guys do the same thing last year?
We sure did.
Yeah. Big show for you today. Not only is it Seattle Rock Day and Big Dummy, the head chef is in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You know, a lot of the times, what do you do when you leave a concert? Haven't eaten in a while? Got some drinks in you? What do you need? You need some good food. You need a place to hang out. So, today, the head chef has some of the legendary local Seattle restaurants that were frequented by the musicians back in the day.
All right.
And when I say restaurants, I mean everything from Linda's to Dick's to you name it.
Sure.
If it's late at night and you want to eat, bless you, Ted, 13 coins, whatever.
Allergies.
Whatever your deal is, man. Head chef's got you covered with a little food Seattle Rock style stuff on Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. As you said, Steve, it is a Seattle Rock Day inspired edition of Big Dummy. Whenever we play Big Dummy, you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. And we always do a little poll when we play Big Dummy. Now, last time, we were in a discussion about birthdays. And ultimately, some birthday dates are better than others. So we gave you four options of when your birthday could fall on. Those options included Valentine's Day. We all determined that that would be terrible.
If you're a dude, yeah.
And if you're a girl as well. Because, look, you might get flowers and chocolates or whatever, but it's your birthday. You know, you still want a present. You don't want to be overshadowed by this thing where you go to a restaurant and it's a fixed menu and
but
it's hard to get
I
in.
Know, as a guy, if I'm with a woman whose birthday is on Valentine's Day, I can promise you, Valentine's Day will not overshadow your birthday.
It will not, but you're sharing it with a lot. You're sharing that day with
other
people.
Sure.
You know, it's not necessarily just your individual day. If you go out to dinner, they're like, you know, they don't think that it's your birthday. They think you're out for Valentine's Day.
Right.
There's nobody singing for you. There's no special dessert at the end. You gotta include that in. So Valentine's Day was the first option. Also, we had Christmas Day. February 29th, that would be leap day.
Right.
So you only get a birthday every 4 years. Now, granted, it'd be like working like a dog. So, you know, I mean, you're a lot younger than everyone if you only have a birthday every 4 years. And then we had September 11th, you know, that day. And as time goes on, that day is not as, I guess, just still as painful. It's still a painful day.
But it'll
day.
Never, it's like, look, it's like Pearl Harbor, right? So when we were growing up, Pearl Harbor had already happened. It's been, you know, what, 80 years now? But still, you just don't want your birthday. Because no matter what you do, you still can't escape it. It'll still show up on the news.
So we put the poll up for you. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, or is it KISW, Ted? Where do we stick that thing today? At Men's Room Live?
That'll be at Men's Room Live.
Okay. So we put the poll up there, and you go to vote.
Soon.
And, yeah, we'll get it there. But here's how the voting came in from the last time we played Big Dummy. All right, so the day that you would not want to have a birthday on, more so than any, would be Christmas Day.
Wow.
Only 12% of you. Hey, Christmas Day, Ted, you're Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
you don't seem to have a problem with this.
People are like, this must really... Well, look, in everybody's defense, I'm just used to it.
Yeah, well, you don't know any different.
But the truth is that I don't think adults care as much. And I'm 100. But as a kid, it's all about getting those gifts, man. And there's nothing worse than, this is your birthday and Christmas gift. It's like, no.
Yeah, but it's also cool.
I want one of each.
Yeah, it's also cool, though, that traditionally it's a festive time of the year. It's a happy time of the year. You know, very rarely am I around my entire family on my birthday.
Yeah.
And people get together. That doesn't happen.
But when you're 9... Do you care? When
I'm 9,
I want my buddies over. I want a birthday party.
And remember, my brother's a week before. So I had a joint birthday party going into joint gifts.
Okay.
Now I get joint gifts.
Yeah. Gifts of joints.
Oh, yeah.
September 11th was your third choice. 19% of you voted for that. Then we had Valentine's Day, 24%. So that was the second holiday that you say, hey, man, I'll take the birthday on Valentine's. By far, 45% of you said, if I got to pick one of these days, it will be February 29th, which is leap day. So that thing won by a long shot.
Yeah, I'll pick that one.
So today on our poll, in honor of Seattle Rock Day, a very cool, just the music you're going to hear all day. Taryn's going to take care of you tonight.
Yeah.
We are doing this all for Smash. Smash is Seattle musicians' access to sustainable health care.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they provide local musicians with proper and affordable health care who necessarily can't always get it.
I feel like everyone should become a musician now. Just based on health care. I picked up the guitar. Help me.
Now I got health care. Yeah. But so we have a number of auction items up. And that's available at KISW.com. Now keep in mind, you do not have to bid on any of the auction items. You can just go there and donate $25 if you want, $10, whatever you can give. It would be greatly appreciated.
Hell, man, can we bid?
Yes, we can bid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can bid. And some of the items up there are very cool. There's a skateboard from Mudhoney. There is a Super Sucker, a Los Infernos poster from back in 2001. There's a Fender Bullet Strat that was signed by the performers from Pain in the Grass 2015.
Yeah, it's going to be out of my price range, I'm guessing.
Do you remember who was on that bill?
So
who signed this
Pain in the Grass 2015. Dude, we both know I have absolutely no idea.
That was the show that featured Slipknot, Lamb of God, 3 Days Grace, I want to say Theory of a Dead Man, Aaron Jones, and The Way were also in the bill.
I remember that event. Because that's the year I got in trouble because I guess we were interviewing, 3 Days Grace, all right? Mm-hmm. So this is backstage. I want to say they just performed. And a lead singer who has since been replaced because he's a D. He was a D. So as we're doing the interview and he's just a D, I was like, F this guy, and got up and left. Mm-hmm. And to me, I didn't give it another thought.
Me and Ted sat there and went,
I thought the interview was over. I roll into work Monday. Hair Club's like, can I see you in my office, please? I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, did you walk out of the interview with 3 Days Grace? I'm like, well, it depends. If it was still going, yes. In my mind, it was done, so no.
My point was,
and I just said, look, man, he's a D. And look, you don't have to do an interview. You're not doing me a favor. And frankly, whatever. The guy was a D. F him.
Like,
I'm out.
I mean, like, I cannot get in trouble because of 3 Days Grace. I could get in trouble because of Tool. I could get in trouble because of Maiden. I could get in trouble because I said something stupid to Guns N' Roses.
Right.
This is 3 freaking days great.
And Christ, it's the douchey lead singer.
But come on.
Well, the other great part was Miles did the old, like, bouncer says something to you trick. Where, like, the tour manager, who was nice.
Yeah.
He just said, hey, man, like, a couple of the guys are sober, so just don't bring your beer in with you. And Miles just naturally goes to chug it. He's like, you don't have to chug it. He's like, I just didn't want you to bring it in. You're like, no worries.
No, wait. Would you want me to waste it?
I was like, exactly.
I'm not going to talk with the manager of 3 Days Grace either. Now, if it's Tool or somebody
sure.
else, you know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, sorry. Yeah. By the way,
the guy was a D.
Yeah.
Then the band fired him. I'm like, yes!
Right.
I even told the boss, I'm like, do you know what the band fired him? I haven't even read the press clipping because he's a D.
Exactly. So that guitar is signed by Slipknot, Lamb of God, 3 Days Grace, Aaron Jones, and the way we way before that, we had Red Festival, and we told Aaron, we said, hey, you're okay, you're pretty good. If you do real well at Red Festival, maybe you'll play at Pain in the Grass, and then maybe you'll be played across the country one day.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But that's a cool item up for auction right now. So the Pain in the Grass 2015 Fender Bullet Strat is up there. There's a Metallica poster from their last show in Seattle. That was August the 17th, signed by the entire band. I believe that was when they had the big balls. Do you remember that? Where they had, like,
the big balls.
The balls in the air.
I think it's the same show you guys saw in San Francisco.
We saw it in San Francisco, but we also saw it at Key Arena. You don't remember the giant balls?
At the end of it? They came down. Oh, it was awesome.
Giant balls?
The big balls. Yeah, the black and silver balls.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
The balls. The big Metallica balls. All right, anyway.
They had, like, the 4 spots on the stage. Yeah. They were moving around.
It's crazy.
The only thing, apparently, I can't remember anyone we've interviewed. I do not remember giant balls dropping out of the sky.
Yeah.
I just remember the lead singer for 3 Days Grace is a douche.
All right. So we have a Metallica poster from the last show in Seattle on August 17th. That's signed by the entire band. A very cool backlight poster.
That was not the giant ball one.
Oh,
the 17th was outside. That was at the stadium.
Oh, that's my bad then.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah,
there were no giant balls.
Duff McKagan signed a Guns N' Roses backlight poster.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Which is awesome as far as... by the way, the artwork on all these posters is amazing, besides the fact that they already signed them. And then there's a poster. As you know, Pearl Jam does a different poster-type art for most of their shows.
Right.
They did the same thing for the home shows. And that poster is signed by the entire band. Now, if you can go and donate and you want to make a bid for these items, head to KISW.com right now. Keep in mind, all the proceeds go to Smash and helping musicians with proper and affordable health care. But go ahead and make a bid if you can, if it's in your realm of things. Remember, it's also a tax-free write-off because you're giving to a charity. But we're just going to assume, for the Men's Room poll, that you could take any one of these items.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you're not going to... So you're just going to pick one. If you had a chance to put into a raffle, basically, which one would you want to win? So the choices are the Pearl Jam Home Shows autograph poster, the GNR backlit autograph poster from Duff, Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster, or a signed Fender Strat from the 2015 Pain in the Grass with Steve's favorite band, 3 Days Grace.
I would almost get it just for that. Like, see that guy's signature?
Then would you black it out with a Sharpie?
No, because I want them like, this was signed by a douchebag.
He's not in the band anymore, so,
yeah.
All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Police will be on your bitches.
Hola. Wes, are you sober or not sober?
I've been drinking a couple Shiner Box, so not sober.
Shinerbox.
Shinerbox, sorry.
From Texas.
Texas.
Do you ever get their crazy fruity flavors? They've got like a grapefruit beer on there.
Oh, yeah, the Ruby Red Grapefruit is the best, man.
Yeah, that's
Ruby Red Grapefruit beer?
It is. It's fantastic.
Really? Do you think I would like it?
Yes. Yeah, I really do.
You know I hate grapefruit.
Yeah, it's the best summertime mowing the lawn beer.
It's okay. Pretty good one. Yeah, it's right up there with the Ballast Point grapefruit.
That's a great one.
There's another one. All right, our men's room poll.
We like beer.
Yeah, can you tell? Pick an auction item from the Smash auction charity to own. Will it be the Pearl Jam poster, the GNR backlit poster, the Metallica Seattle show one, or the signed Fender Strat? What would you like to have?
I'd go with the GNR, man.
GNR, and that's cool, man. Check out the art on that. That is that's one of those like old school looking, just really cool. Like the older brother who was your friend, he had it in his room.
Why is that? Why was it not you? Why were none of us the people that had the cool posters? But we all knew the guy who had the brother that had all the cool posters.
Right.
I had an older brother. He didn't have cool anything. He just wasn't cool.
My friend's older brother, he had I swear to God, he had a Kiss poster that went from the floor to the ceiling. It was 8 feet high. It was like 4 or 5 feet across.
When did posters get
huge?
Do you remember the notorious Zeppelin poster?
Right.
It seems like 5x6. Like, posters used to be big, God damn it!
I want to see Farrah Fawcett real big.
Oh, man. And I want a 3D.
Yeah.
You can use her nipples as a coat rack.
Uh-huh. You just hang anything.
You could, man. Just toss them up Farrah's nipples.
Seriously, like a heavy wool coat?
I put that right next to the beer fridge in the garage.
That's right.
That was another good place to go. If it wasn't your buddy's older brother's bedroom, then it was your buddy's father's garage.
I like a Snap-on tool.
Yeah,
that's
TNA with Snap-on. All right. In honor of Seattle Rock Day, let's begin with the Seattle Rock Day question. How many drummers has Pearl Jam had?
One.
I'll say four.
Dead and desert.
It's three.
It's five.
Whoa!
They've had five drummers in the band, all right? So they had Dave Crusett, Matt Chamberlain, Dave Abruzzi, Jack Irons, and Matt Cameron.
And Matt Cameron's been there for the majority.
Matt Cameron's been there, I want to say, since 98, because I want to say Soundgarden originally went on hiatus in 97. Yeah. He joined in 98 and has been there. Incidentally, Matt Cameron, though, also played the demos on Pearl Jam's first. So before they found their drummer and finished the band, he was their drummer.
One time I was talking to Matt and I said, hey Matt, one of my favorite Pearl Jam shows of all time was 1994. It was at DAR Constitution Hall and Pearl Jam came out with L7 and they were doing a Voters for Choice or something like that kind of a show. So I said, Matt, that was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. He says, yeah, I went in the band though.
Yeah.
That was not good.
And that's why I liked it so much.
At least you weren't there.
All right, Wes, I'm going to hit you one more Pearl Jam question. Regarding the drummers, which Pearl Jam drummer left the band to join the Saturday Night Live house band?
Huh.
Is this multiple choice?
Well, it's one of the five drummers, Dave Crusett, Matt Chamberlain, Dave Abruzzi, Jack Irons, or Matt Cameron, but probably not Matt Cameron because he's playing with Pearl Jam.
I'll say Dave Abruzzi, right in the middle.
Matt Chamberlain. Dave Abruzzi left the band. He got pissed with the band when they took on Ticketmaster.
Okay.
I'm just paraphrasing. Like, he really was against the idea of doing that. And then they went to Congress and testified. And he's like, I'm out. I don't want to be a part of this. Essentially was his thing. And that's why he left the band. All right, let's ask you a normal big dummy question here. In what U.S. city would you find the Cloud Gate sculpture, also known as the Bean?
Tickle the Bean, Wes.
U.S. City, Tickle the Bean.
No, it's called...
Is this the same guy who did art down at the Sculpture Garden?
It might be. I don't know the artist.
One of his pieces, I believe, is down in Seattle.
So the real name is the Cloud Gate. Everyone just calls it the Bean because it kind of looks like a bean.
Well, I mean, it's Seattle Rock Day, so is it Seattle?
It is not Seattle.
Chicago.
Right, it's that giant silver thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool when you see it.
Oh, it's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
Me, Miles, and Castle passed out next to that thing.
Yes, we did.
Years ago.
Like 6 o'clock.
We could not check into our hotel, but we were very, very drunk, and we were doing all kinds of drugs. So we just grabbed our bags, put them under our head, and went to sleep in the park.
And Castle found us.
Yeah.
Well, at least you didn't get mugged.
No.
We did not get mugged, no. Well, something else may happen.
Jesus.
See, that's Millennial Park, right? I mean, that's a massive...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe he found us.
All right, here is your question. Who performed the song All the Small Things and Adam's Song? Not a Seattle band, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's easy, man. That's Blink-182.
All right. So you say it's easy. I'm like, I don't know.
I wouldn't know that either.
Like, I know Blink-182. I know I've heard many of their songs. I know we play a few of them. I never know that it's Blink-82.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
That's because it's Blink-182.
God damn it. That explains a lot.
I'll tell you what, I haven't heard much of Blink-82 myself.
They're better. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
We need whiskey and wenches.
Hola. Jerry, sober, not sober.
Well, I am on vacation, so I am not sober.
Good for you, Jerry. All right, man. Our men's room poll. Pick an auction item from Smash to own for your very own. Again, you can go to KISW.com right now and bid on any of these items. They include a Pearl Jam home show autograph poster, a GNR backlit autograph poster from Duff, a Metallica Seattle show poster autographed by the band, and a signed Fender Strat from the 2015 Paint in the Grass.
Now, is the GNR poster...
I think it's
backlit
bad.
Or it's... black lit? That's the critical.
What do you mean you were saying you want to use a black light on it? I don't care if you do. It just says here it's a backlight poster.
Oh, backlight.
Backlight, yes.
Okay, now if that's resolved, it's the GNR poster.
Okay.
I was
Would it have mattered how it was lit, or are you going to go GNR the whole time?
Well, if it's black lit, you might see some unpleasant DNA samples on it.
Yeah, let's say black lights went out when I discovered masturbation. Like, I don't need that poster anymore.
But all the parents bought one.
Yeah. All right, here is your question in honor of Seattle Rock Day. Who took over for Jeff Tate as lead singer in Queensryche?
Who took over for Jeff Tate?
Mm-hmm.
Do
not drink this man's Red Bull. I remember that very clearly.
Todd LaTorre,
yes.
Yeah, the Bull. Todd the Bull.
Yeah, basically.
That's what it means.
Todd LaTorre.
When did you drink his Red Bull?
We didn't drink his Red Bull, but we opened for Queensryche at Snoqualmie, all right? Those guys...
Oh, there's a Red Bull energy drink.
They're pretty dry, right? So they said, look, man, they stocked the fridge full of beer. If you guys want the beer, drink the beer. We drank every beer they had in there. Nobody touched his Red Bull. But because the beer fridge was so full, they put his Red Bull somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So Todd LaTorre, he just wants to get a Red Bull before they go on stage, man. And so the band's kind of talking to us, and you see Todd moving around the background, and finally... Who drank the goddamn Red Bull? They named it after me. We were like, not us, bro. He was serious about his Red Bull. We're all just pissed drunk. Like, we drank your beer, but not the Red Bull.
Right. You can tell us we're almost asleep.
We were messed up, man. He was pissed.
All right. He's so nice.
He's a real nice. That's why it was crazy, man. I mean, he was livid about this Red Bull. Like, do you think you need that if you're already so angry? All right,
it's Blacklight. Oh, that's from Castle. All right.
Well, so it is
a Blacklight. All right, do you want to change your answer? Because now it's a Blacklight poster.
If it is, the GNR poster is Blacklit, then I'll go with the Pearl Jam one.
Oh, Jesus, criminy.
You really masturbate a lot, don't you?
I mean, what is a backlit poster?
I don't know. It's what they wrote on the thing.
No. I know. I'm just saying, I assume it's one of those posters, like... You see, like, in the frame, and then it's got, like, the...
Yeah,
the,
that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
The light in there.
Right.
But it's still a black light in there.
But it could just be a white light if it's backlit. But this is black lit.
How can you backlight a poster?
Basically, you just put the light in the back, and it's got pieces it's
kind
to it
of illuminated.
I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. It's a black light.
It's a black light poster.
It's a black light poster.
I got to redo the poll now.
I know. Sorry.
Changes everything.
Jesus. Can we get an edit button, Twitter?
No, absolutely not.
All right, here is your question, not Seattle Rock Day related. Which has more rooms, Buckingham Palace or the White House?
The White House.
Buckingham Palace has 775 rooms, the White House 132.
It's a big palace.
Yeah, one's a house, one's a palace.
Right.
It's kind of in the name. Take a black light through some of those rooms of Buckingham Palace.
Do people live there?
Buckingham Palace.
Mm-hmm. Is it 10 different families, or is it just one person?
It's just the queen and all their hanger-ons, right?
I guess
you call them staff, whatever.
Hanger-oners.
Yeah, hanger. Your question, the standard model theory applies to what branch of science?
The standard model theory?
Mm-hmm.
Physics.
Oh, Jerry, good job.
Big brain on Jerry.
More of Big Dummy on the way with Seattle Rock Day. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. An Odyssey station.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Hey, Jeff on the way, tends meat and potatoes, celebrates Seattle's rock food staples. Some of the places you went to after you see a show there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the late night eateries in town. And in the meantime, the game is a Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Nick, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober Nick, welcome to the show and Seattle Rock Day. Nick, all right, our men's room poll in honor of Seattle Rock Day. Pick an auction item from the Smash items to own for your very own. Keep in mind, if you want to bid on any of these items, the bidding ends at 5:30 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So get to KISW.com. Going to put a bid in. Some of the items are actually, right now, pretty accessible. Some not so much, some a little bit maybe more attainable.
I will say this about the Guns N' Roses poster, Miles. If we had looked at it, clearly blacklit.
Blacklit.
Yes, okay. Clearly.
Wasn't sure if I was allowed to say that. All right, pick an item to own. Will it be the Pearl Jam Home Show's autograph poster, the GNR backlit poster that's autographed by Duff?
What?
Blacklit. Jesus. Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster. I'm reading what I wrote down. And a signed Fender Strat from 2015, painting the grass. Don't you worry, Nick. I'll get there before it's over. What do you want?
I'll go with Pearl Jam. I would give it to my brother.
That's very cool. That's a nice poster.
Why? Why would you give it to your brother? Hell no.
Because he got me into him, you know. Yeah, so.
All right.
He's older than me, so.
Okay.
35.
Why wouldn't you get it and then tease him that he doesn't have it?
Like, man, look at this cool-ass one-of-a-kind thing I've got. Wouldn't you like this? Would he do the same for you?
You know, you're making me rethink my decision.
Yeah, all right, there we go.
I'll go with it, and then,
If he wants to see it, he can come over and bring beer.
Yeah, that's a good point, you know. Remember, we're sitting on your left shoulder. All right, here is your question. Which of these was not filmed in Seattle? The Rape of Richard Beck, World's Greatest Dad, or Hunger Games?
The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One and done.
Nice By the job, way, there was a movie called The Rape of Richard Beck. So naturally, I'm like, I need to see the plot of this. Essentially, it's this. There is a cop. This cop believes that rape victims are asking for it, right? That's the general plot. Until, as I'm reading the big twist, then he's raped by two suspects and rethinks his...
He rethought after that.
I'm like, mm-hmm. That's a movie? Mm-hmm.
That'll change your...
Good God, man.
That'll change your programming there.
Yeah, I won't be watching that.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421, Ryan.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Ryan, sober, not sober.
Oh, I'm not sober.
Okay, Ryan. I believe you. Ryan, in honor of Seattle Rock Day... And Smash, who provide musicians with proper and affordable health care. A number of things are up right now for auction at KISW.com. Auction again ends at 5:30. Here are those auction items. Pearl Jam Home Show Autograph Poster. A GNR Blacklit Poster.
Ah, well done.
Yeah. Metallica Seattle Show Autograph Poster or a signed Fender Strat from 2015, Paint in the Grass. If you could theoretically own any of those items, what would it be?
Oh, this is easy for me. It'd be the Metallica poster.
Did you go to the show?
No, I was actually an Uber driver, and I Ubered a lot of people to and from the show, and I made $700 in 2 hours.
Damn. Wow. Okay, so it was a good night for you. You might as well get the poster.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Legendary crooner Bing Crosby is from the Pacific Northwest, but what city was he born in? I'll give you Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia, or Spokane.
You know what? I'm going to guess Spokane.
I think that's right. Nope.
That is not right.
Tacoma.
Bing Crosby is, in fact, from the hard streets of Tacoma.
Hmm. Yeah. You can tell with his music style.
Oh, yeah. All his Christmas songs. I'm like, yeah. That's got Tacoma in it right there.
Sounds like University Place a lot.
Yeah. All right, your question. Who wrote the novel Murder on the Orient Express?
I'm assuming that they are a Seattle author or no?
This is not a Seattle author.
Okay. Right.
As far as I know, they could be. I have no idea.
Well, I don't have any clues, so I'll just say Hemingway.
Agatha Christie.
Oh.
Agatha is such a beautiful name. Can't believe that hasn't made a comeback.
feel like I know that name, but I have no idea what she did.
I'm trying to think how to best put it. So she wrote all these like mystery novels at the time. They made a lot of them into movies. All of them are kind of campy. I want to say it was like the 60s or 70s where they made... It was like Stephen King. If she wrote a book, they made a movie.
You just don't use the actual name in the bedroom. I think you come up with a pet name. Like, oh, baby.
Oh, I could not call her Agatha. I mean, and I don't care how good she is. Like, oh, Agatha. Like, you just can't say
don't stop,
I don't know. And it's been sexy.
Agatha, don't move or this will be over.
Best sex of my life.
Agatha.
Her name was Agatha. All right. Would you go with Agatha or Agnes?
The worst is Bertha. We already discussed this.
I would still take Agatha.
Over Agnes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you did have
Agnes, Agnes is like 45 and she still has the same braces.
Jesus. I thought you were going to say like she's got a mole with a big hair coming out.
You know how you're going to tell when adults have braces? Like, for some reason, it just seems like a grown-up child. It's like, yeah. I know she's in her 40s, but why does she look like...
But it's Agnes. Agnes. What name did you ask me the other day, Mike? Mike asked me a name. He said, do you think this woman is mean or nice? And it was something like Gertrude or something. I said, look, this is my... And I nailed it. I said, if she is of the age... Like, if your name's like Agnes... If she's the age I'm picturing in my head, she's very nice. If she's younger than 40, she's mean. Well, she was like 35 and she was mean. And it's because her goddamn name is the equivalent of Agnes. All right, your question. What non-rocker is the biggest selling Seattle musical artist?
What non-rocker?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that his sales are bigger than all of the big four Seattle grunge bands. I don't know if you could compute them all with, like, Heart and Queensryche and some of the bigger bands out of this area.
I mean, I think if you throw Heart in there, but...
This guy has sold more albums than all of them combined.
And I only know one goddamn song
from. It's not Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, I have no clue. I know this is not right, but I'll say Dave Grohl. So that's not...
It is none other than Kenny G.
Mm-hmm. The man, the myth, the legend.
Dang.
He's playing on that the hard streets of, I think, Mercer Island back in the day.
I don't understand it, but that guy crushes
Kills it.
And what does he play?
I don't even know what you call that thing. It's not a saxophone.
It's a clarinet.
Yes, it is. It is a soprano saxophone.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a soprano saxophone?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you want to play the alto? Like, if you play an alto saxophone, you get laid. There's something about it. Like, if you're a dude and you pick up a sax and you can play a tune, you're getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the guitar of the brass world.
That's also why he never finishes a song. God forbid we know how the show ends.
All right. Your question. Pearl Jam bassist Jeff Ament. He was born in what nearby state? Oregon, Idaho, Montana, or California?
Idaho.
Montana.
He's a Montana guy.
Skateboarding capital of the world. Why did you think he got into it? I think he built a park there, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like a nice skateboard park for the kids and the adults.
I say he built it for him.
I know.
Like, hey, kids can use it, but really, like, this is for me.
That's why Pearl Jam will do an off show every once in a while at, like, a stadium in Montana. Go back and play, you know, kind of close.
Oh, is that it? So he can, okay.
Yeah.
All right, your question. Measles, mumps, or chicken pox, which disease is technically known as varicella?
Measles.
That'd be chicken pox.
Question six, Ryan.
Chicken pox.
Multiple choice is not my friend.
You know, and multiple choice is the one that most of us really liked as kids, you know, because you got a fighting chance of getting it when you just have no goddamn idea. Mm-hmm. Like, thank God it's multiple choice. All right, your question. Who was the first artist played on KISW?
Oh, you guys just talked about this for the 50th. Oh, man.
That is correct. That's how I found out.
Let's do a little deductive logic here. Ryan, we go back 50 years. Who was the biggest artist in Seattle at the time, rock-wise?
Elvis.
Well, from Seattle.
I see what you did there, but Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix.
And the song?
Purple Haze?
Purple Haze.
Did I nail it? Okay, that part I didn't know. What is this? Thrill's about to turn on some Careless Whisper action. Bring on the sexy saxophone. Yeah. Suzanne, Let me just tell you something, Suzanne. About 2 or 3 years ago, Joe Dredd put together one of his charity concerts, right? So you do like once a year. COVID messed it up this year. And the theme was you played like an 80s one-hit wonder hit thing, whatever. We picked Carolus Whisper, right? And Taryn, Taryn can play the hell out of a saxophone, so she joins us, and she crushed it, right? And but what's crazy is we're on stage, and when we look out at this group of people, man, everyone there is in black leather chaps, black leather jackets, everyone looks like ZZ Top, and then the brides of ZZ Top, right? So this is like Motorcycle Central, and I'm thinking in my head, oh my God, we're about to play Wham. They're going to beat us and light us on fire. We launched into Carolus Whisper. Every goddamn person there started dancing. It was insane to me. I'm like, we are playing Carol. Like, that's what they're hearing. Yeah. Right? Oh, my God. I mean, it got the biggest ovation. I'm like, you sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Multiple choice. Which song was Nirvana told not to play at the 1992 MTV Video Music Awards? Drain You, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Serve the Servants, or Rape Me?
Probably because of the topic, probably Rape Me.
There's how you do it, Ryan.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice
apparently,
job. That's why we don't intro the song. We just go, here's Nirvana.
Yeah, Cobain apparently snuck in a few bars anyway before starting into Lithium. Because mm-hmm. he's Kurt Cobain. That's what, the worst thing you can do when there's a dude like that. Like, if I'm running MTV, I'd be like, look, we know we don't want them to play Rape Me. It answers itself. But if you tell him, I guarantee they're going to do it somehow. If you don't tell them, they probably wouldn't touch it.
I feel like they cut away from the feed, or they were at least about to as he was going into those bars.
Well, and everyone, look, the Stones did it. They almost got kicked off.
Exactly.
Like, whatever it was, the Sullivan
Ed
show.
Ed Sullivan,
yeah. And all those things, too.
God, Ed Sullivan.
Elvis shook his hips.
But the thing is, like, Ed Sullivan was the guy that broke a lot of these bands, right? Put them on, and everyone in America would watch. But he also kind of ran, like, the tightest ship. Like, look, you are, and rock is new at this time, right? So you're getting this rebellious form of music. You want them on your show, but when they show up, you're the first guy. Don't do anything that's going to upset people. It's like the whole genre was designed to upset
people.
You're going
to love this little lady. Her name is Janis Joplin. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Vance. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Vance.
I thought you said pants.
It's like, goodbye, Vance.
Who names your kid Pants?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Boom, Vicky.
Boom.
Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Are you sober, not sober?
Definitely not sober.
Did you even have to ask?
I did. Tom, pick an item that's auctioned right now on KISW.com for Smash. Will it be the Pearl Jam Home Show's autograph poster, the GNR Blacklit autograph poster from Duff McKagan, Metallica Seattle Show autograph poster, or the signed Fender Strat from 2015's Pain in the Grass and all the bands involved?
It'll be the Metallica.
Metallica. Can't believe no one wants this guitar.
That's because a guy from 3 Days Grace signed
it. Is that what it was?
Missed you guys last week.
Yes, we missed you too.
At least you acknowledge that we simply weren't here. Why do people assume the worst? It's, oh my God, have you guys been
fired? I've got tons of emails.
No! Yeah. We took some time off.
We got reamed out on a technical... Tom, we got reamed out on a technical issue of, why haven't our podcast been posted there? And I do... Blah, 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 blah. We're on vacation! We're not here! You can't post something that doesn't exist!
You guys know I had last Thursday off, and I called in for like an hour, and then finally heard a rerun of my own dummy.
Oh, God. How bad is that? How many questions deep did you get?
I beat everybody, and then another guy came behind me and beat me.
Right. So he answered more questions wrong than you did.
Right after me, or like a couple.
Okay. Well, that's not the worst.
How bad do we insult you? Do we think you were stupid?
I made it to 8 or 9 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. We insulted you.
Oh, yeah.
Then, absolutely. Once you're over 6, 7, we start really beating you down.
Mike knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike knows.
Yeah, Mike knows.
Mike knows.
Hey, by the way, Miles. Piggybacking on your skate park, the Jeff Ament Skate Park. Someone says, been to the skate park to Pearl Jam, put in Lincoln, Montana. Great park. I broke my phone there. Someone else says, Jeff Ament built the skate park in my wife's hometown of Shelby, Montana. That from Mazur in Kent, so there you go. Yeah. And Kenny G apparently went to Franklin High School. Think he was in marching band?
Let's do it.
All right, you ready?
I'm sorry we kept you waiting.
Yeah, what high school did Kenny G go to, Tom?
What do I got to beat?
You're going to beat anybody. You're playing against yourself. It's like golf.
What's the biggest number right now?
As far as Ryan with 7 questions, but you're not going to beat
that. That's not the goal.
The goal is not to, dumb. The goal is to be smart, Tom.
I want
to
I don't want to go past it.
Right. You want to be way before it.
You know what, man? I don't know. I think you got a 50-50 shot. Let's see.
Oh, give it to me.
But multiple choice, man. Multiple choice. Which one of these musicians did not appear in the 1992 movie Singles? Kurt Cobain, Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell, or Jerry Cantrell?
Kurt Cobain?
What did you guess?
Kurt Cobain.
There you go, Tom.
Look at that. What is that?
Atta boy.
Right. Waited a
finally.
Week.
Finally. There we go. Game is Big Dummy. Let's do one more contestant before we take a break. 206-421.
By the way, it was not the Stones on Ed Sullivan. It was Jim Morrison and the Doors, Miles.
The Stones.
Stupid.
The Stones did it on either another
whatever,
show.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello, Alan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Alan, sober or not sober?
Sober right now. I'm working.
What are you doing?
I'm currently working at a dealership, just moving a car.
Oh, nice. Cool. All right. Pick an item from auction that you can own. All these items, by the way, are up for auction right now, KISW.com. If you'd like to make a bid on either one of these items or make a donation, Smash provides musicians with proper and affordable health care. So, the idea being, this auction is over at 5:30. But theoretically, if you could get any of these, what would you like to have? The Pearl Jam Home Show autograph poster, the Guns N' Roses Black Lit autograph poster, Metallica show poster from the last show they played here in Seattle, or a signed Fender Strat from 2015's Pain in the Grass.
If anyone else signed the guitar, I'd probably take that, but I'm going to go the Pearl Jam poster.
All right, Pearl Jam it is.
Now, there's a lot of good signatures on there. It's just that one.
Yeah. You got Randy Blythe from Lamb of God, and the guys in Slipknot, Corey Taylor.
There's not my kind of music, I mean. Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Right.
All right, here's your question. Which Pearl Jam album went 13 times platinum to make it the biggest seller of all of the groups?
I'm going to guess maybe wrong, but I'm thinking Verses.
Is it 10?
10.
I knew it was 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you make of this, right? So you're Pearl Jam, you put out this album, it sells 13 million copies. You say to yourself, guys, it's all downhill from here, right? I mean, like, look, I don't know if we're going to top this again. That is getting it done. All right, your question. Which Washington city rejected a proposal to name a bridge after Kurt Cobain? Anacortes, Gig Harbor, Port Angeles, or Aberdeen?
Anacortes, Port Angeles. What was the third one?
Anacortes, Gig Harbor, Port Angeles, or Aberdeen?
Aberdeen wouldn't make sense because that's where he's from. Maybe Anacortes?
It is, in fact, Aberdeen where he's from. So,
oh, God.
Well, they recently rejected a proposal to name the bridge after him because of his drug use and suicide. Hey, Aberdeen, he played rock music. There's a lot of drug use going on. I don't know if you know that.
Well,
and guess what else,
go
Aberdeen?
Into Aberdeen, too. Like, they have the sign that says, come as you are.
Right.
And yeah, most things
And most things that are named after people, it's because they passed on.
Right.
So, like, what are you going to split hairs on how they did it?
Yeah, I mean,
God damn, they're dead.
Yeah, you still tell everyone, hey, it's Kurt Cobain's and all. It's his birthplace. Yeah, yeah. How about the bridge? No.
Did he pull a girl's hair in third grade?
Oh, no.
Who cares?
God. All right.
There's anything else there?
Which singer's band carried his name? Was it Melvin Smith, Buzz Osborne, Mark Arm, or Tad Doyle?
Can you repeat the question?
Which singer's band carried his name, like Van Halen, right? So was it Melvin Smith, Buzz Osborne, Mark Arm, or Tad Doyle?
That would be Tad Doyle.
That is correct.
And you know the right name of the band, don't you, Alan?
Tad Garden.
Tad Garden.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
More Big Dummy on the way, 206-421-ROCK.